The League of Women Voters of Florida is suing to block a constitutional amendment that could pave the way for more charter schools. The League says the ballot summary, which voters see on the actual ballot, is different from the language in the amendment, and they say it's vague and misleading. Attorney Ron Meyer is representing the League in its lawsuit, and he also represents the state's teachers union in a separate case against a Florida law targeting the Florida Education Association. I spoke with Meyer about both lawsuits, starting with the case against Amendment 8. It's made up of three proposals: term limits for local school board members and mandatory civics education. But it's the language regarding school district oversight of public schools that's triggered the case. What's going on here with Amendment 8? Why is the League of Women Voters suing?
The lawsuit challenges the placement of Revision 8 on the general election ballot in November because we believe not only does it not clearly and unambiguously express the chief purpose of the amendment, but that it affirmatively was crafted in a way to mislead voters. They put bright, sparkly things around the meat of this issue. People seem to like term limits, so that's packaged in here. Who could be against teaching civic education, which, by the way, we already do? So they put that in there. But there's lots of people who would be opposed to removing the elected school board in their district from controlling the public schools that would be established by someone. And this amendment doesn't say who that someone would be.
So how could Amendment 8 do that? And what exactly does it say about who can and can't authorize charter schools and how that process works?
What it says is that the amendment maintains a school board's duties to public schools it establishes, but permits the state to operate, control, and supervise public schools not established by the school board. That's what the ballot summary says. But in fact, that's not what the amendment says. It just simply says that the school board won't oversee schools that it doesn't establish. Who can then establish schools? Well, that's the $64,000 question.
Now, you're also representing the Florida Education Association, a state teachers union, and they're suing to block a new law that says, in part, that local unions have to have 50% of eligible members paying dues or they risk being shut down. When that lawsuit was announced last week, incoming House Speaker Jose Oliva and incoming Senate President Bill Galvano were down at the Sunshine State Summit, and they were asked about it. And Oliva said basically that if they're mad about this, then they're going to have many more reasons to file more lawsuits over the next few years. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think, first of all, with all due respect to the incoming speaker and the incoming president, both of whom I admire and have a lot of respect for, they ought to update their talking points and look at the lawsuit that was filed. The lawsuit that was filed against House Bill 7055 was very narrow in focus. It challenges the penalty, if you will, that was imposed by Speaker Corcoran upon teacher unions and only teacher unions. That's what the lawsuit was aimed at. And yet I hear their comments about, oh, we support choice, and you know, if they don't like the choice that's in the law now, just hold on. This lawsuit against 7055 was not against choice. It was against impairment of a constitutional right of public employees who are employed as teachers to effectively collect a bargain. For them to say that, it tells me that they got some speaking points without really having looked at and understood the lawsuit. And so we'll just do our best.
Mr. Meyer, thank you for taking the time out to speak with me today. I really appreciate it.
Lynn, I so admire your work, and I'm pleased to have an opportunity to talk to you.